you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello, friends. Today's episode is brought to you in part by Stitcher Premium. Stitcher Premium is the only place you can listen to all 10 seasons of Doug Loves Movies, and it's the only place to stream all episodes of The Benson Interruption. That's over 1,000 hours of exclusive ad-free audio content for just $4.99 per month. Start listening now with a one-month free trial of Stitcher Premium. Go to stitcherpremium.com/Doug and use the promo code DLM at checkout to get your free month. That's stitcherpremium.com/Doug and use the promo code DLM. Today's episode is also brought to you in part by our friends at Squarespace. Squarespace makes it easy to turn your idea into a new and unique website. Showcase your work, blog, or publish content, even sell products and services of all kinds in just a few clicks. You can customize everything from look and feel to settings and products using beautiful templates created by world-class designers. And there's nothing to install, patch, or upgrade ever. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, use the offer code Doug to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Enjoy the show!
Doug hates candy wrappers, screening baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody, and you two. I thought you were together. Two people running in at the same time, don't even know each other. My name is Doug, and I love movies. Whoa, that was weird. We're coming to you from the OG home of this show, the Upright Citizens Brigade, Franklin location in Los Angeles. It's Tuesday, November 7th, 2017. Did you guys vote, or didn't get a vote, right? Some places did, and I heard things went great. First trans politician is voted in Virginia. Crazy, right? That's awesome. I had a great time on the Impractical Jokers cruise last weekend. Thank you to everyone on that ship. And I also had a very fun stand-up show with special guest Nate Bargatze in New Orleans. And you can listen to part of it on the latest Doug Loves Minis. Doug plugs, this Saturday, Doug Loves Movies comes to Wise Guys at the Gateway in Salt Lake City Punk. That's the full title of SLC Punk. Did I say it 420? I am saying that now. I'm doing stand-up in Tampa, Florida at the Improv. Take me down to Ybor City on Saturday, November 18th at 420. That's awesome. I just got a... And so many more shows are coming up. You have to go to a certain place to find out if I'm coming to your town, and that's called DougLovesMovies.com. Okay, that was a lot better than the first thing. I don't know what happened at the first thing. I thought maybe you guys were going to just ruin everything. Quick shout out. Thank you to Speedweed for the box of goodies I got at Kill Tony last week. That was a fun show to do. I think it's up on the internet and you can listen to it. The prize bag tonight. I'm very excited about this. Because it's got a Douglas Movies t-shirt, that's typical, and it's got some little no, that's about it. Yeah, that's it. There's only two things in the bag, but the other thing is many pieces that maybe as I bring them out, it will come together to people what this is. They're all a color blue that I believe if you put it under light and then turn the lights off, glows. And it's all rubber. And it's... Oh, why, how did it get all wet? And and it's called Cube with a Q, and it's from my friends at Peacemaker Gear. And it's everything you need except for the torch to do some dab hits. It's a total... all rubber dab rig that this part comes off and you can put all the other pieces inside and I bet you it flies real nice. And yeah, and so that's I thought that and a t-shirt would be enough for my contribution because we've also got four terrific guests and they all brought something. So let's get them out here. Please give a big warm welcome to Moshe Kasher, Natasha Leggero, Rob Hubel, and Jimmy Pardo. Here they come.
A little light on the applause, but...
What? They were applauding like mad a couple of minutes ago when I said your name. They went apeshit for a while, but that's exhausting, especially at this hour. This is cozy, isn't it? Scoot down a little, bub.
I can't. Then I'm on Rob's lap.
I gotta put my quiz show material right down here. So don't cheat. Don't look.
I'm not looking.
Don't look at it. But
not looking.
You can look at this part though.
Still not looking.
Nervous. Because
we're gonna meet you guys individually right now.
Is this live?
Starting with Natasha Leggero is here. Give it up. She wants a lot of noise.
No, it's okay.
Maybe that's what happens the first time they were applauding their disinterest in everyone else. They were working that into the mix. You got your own, and it was great.
It felt good.
Yeah, I feel good about it.
I thought I was going to get eliminated right away, so I made plans for like in 10 minutes.
But that's what's so hilarious about you, is that most of the times you've been on, there's no elimination part. Especially the last time you were on. You and Moshe were here together the last time. You were there the whole time.
I don't remember.
You were a delight.
Okay.
By the way, I live with her, and she's asked me, I would say, 15 times, how does Douglas Movesy work?
It's like, how does it keep going all these years? What is he doing? Is he going to be high?
Anyway, but I am nervous because I feel like I'm really bad at this game. So well, I'm just ready to lose.
All right, here's what I wrote down to say to you at this point. I know you're out here to show off your movie trivia skills, but what have you got to promote? That's what I was really going to say before you said all that.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Moshe and I are going to Austin to record a special November 29th. So if people live in Austin... come to the North Door.
North Door.
To come see our show.
Yeah, we're doing a Netflix special together. So NatashaLeggero.com and MosheKasher.com to get tickets to come see.
But what's really fun is we're both doing headlining sets, but then we do live relationship counseling
right
at the end of it.
Yep.
With people from the crowd. So bring your spouse and your problems.
Yep, and get closer together or get broken apart.
We've really helped some people break up. It's been really good.
Yeah.
That's Moshe Kasher, everybody.
Hi.
Saving time on his plugs because he just did it with Natasha.
Oh, I got other stuff to plug.
Oh, that's it for you.
Right.
No, you have a show here tomorrow night.
Oh, that's true, too. I do. Yes. My podcast, Hound Tall. We're talking the history of Los Angeles with a writer from LA Magazine. So, hey, come on down.
You got Nikki Glaser.
Got Nikki Glaser. Got Felipe Esparza. Brent Weinbach.
Ooh, that sounds like a good one. That's going to be fun.
It's going to be a better panel than this, I'll tell you what.
Pardon me.
I'm kidding you guys.
Pardon me. Pardon me.
Yeah.
Wait a second.
His panel is more diverse, that's for sure.
And that means better.
Nope.
Not always. Wait a second. I'm white. I shouldn't have said that. Also joining us is Rob Hubel.
Thank you.
I heard that your baby made it to 1 year.
She did. Yes. That's a terrible, terrible way to phrase that.
Wow.
Yes, my baby just made it to 1 year.
I'm just saying, good job,
my baby's
man.
Probably, she's a big fan of this podcast, and she's going to be shocked to hear that.
It's such a subtle difference between happy birthday to your baby and wow, your baby lived.
It's true, but this means the same thing, so I appreciate
one
it.
Out of 30 don't. I don't know where I got those numbers.
Not true.
I have no idea where
true.
I got those numbers.
I don't think that's
I think
true.
More than that one make it out to of 1 year.
Babies? Sperm?
I was like confused. What? I meant 2 years. Only that many make it to two.
Doug, are
Rob,
you available for nannying?
Help me out. I want to
yeah,
know.
You should come over and babysit our kids sometime.
Because Doug loves babies.
But Rob
oh, you can
must,
get a podcast on.
There's a thing about how I don't like screaming babies in the song at the beginning, sung by Mr. Chris Hardwick.
Well, if they don't make it to a year, they do not scream, Doug. Hey, fuck you guys, man.
This is really taking a terrible turn.
You started it, though, with the one out of 30.
Yeah.
It's on you.
Shouldn't have gotten into the facts. Should stick to fake news. Rob, you're here. You got a sitter or you have a wife and you... You must be out here wife. For a reason. You must have something important to promote.
I call my wife the sitter. she loves. Which I plug. Oh, yeah, I just did a show, my own TV show for YouTube Red, which is confusing. It sounds like Red Tube. That's different.
Oh, that's a good channel.
They
like
also
that.
Have
that's
a,
different.
Yeah, they also have something called The Sitter on YouTube Red.
They do. But my show is on YouTube Red, and it's called Do You Want to See a Dead Body? And thank you. And
You was familiar?
She said, yeah. This woman in the audience said, I'm right. I'm agreeing with you that is, you're right. I did do that.
So much familiarity for a show that has not yet premiered.
It's hard to get her to speak out.
And yeah, it's me taking comedy friends of ours to go see a dead body that I found. And every episode is a different dead body. And no one ever asks how I know about these bodies. So it comes out November 15th.
How many of the dead bodies are under 1 year of age?
Ooh. Well, one out of 30. So,
okay.
You know.
And it was a 90-episode pickup, so it's three episodes. Yeah.
Why do you? How come you're finding so many dead bodies?
It's just
it
funny.
Seems like you're looking
it's
for them.
Funny. All it's right. just funny.
Okay.
I am looking for them, for sure. But I didn't have anything to do with... Well, that's not true. Some of them I had something to do. That's not true either. No, I don't want to spoil it for you. I didn't kill anybody.
You like listen to a police scanner? How do you find these bodies?
Yeah, it never... Well, that's my favorite part of the show is it never comes up. No one ever asks... and the show's written. It's not like a reality show. It's, you know, it's fully scripted. But like, no one ever says like, what the fuck is going on? Like, where? How do you know about these dead bodies? Like, it just somehow doesn't come up. So it's mostly just me hanging out with, you know, Cordry or Paul Scheer or Adam Scott or Terry Crews is on the show. I'm trying to think of other black people that you would know.
They're all on my podcast tomorrow night, so if you want to know who else.
Great. Lil Rel from Get Out.
That is a black person I know. Yeah. That's great, Rob.
Other women. There's women on the show. Judy Greer, Michaela Watkins. I'm just naming
people. I mean,
You know who's not on it?
Doug Benson?
Yes, but also Jimmy Pardo is here, everybody.
Hey, I'm not. That's confirmed. I'm not on his program.
But you're not on the program.
I'm on this one, but I'm not on the dead body program.
I don't think you'd list that many names while sitting next to someone who's one of the names. That was my theory when I blurted that out.
Man.
How you doing, James Pardo?
I'm doing very well, thank you, Doug.
Great.
How are you?
I know you're anxious to get home to the family.
I thought the show was at 8. I've been killing time in the area for a long time.
Jimmy, how many kids do you have?
My son just made 10.
He made it to 10.
Yeah. Well, 9 out of 10 do not make it to 10.
So. Wow. He's the one. Yeah, yeah. He's the one that made it.
It's amazing that any of us are here right now.
9 out of 10? Is that right?
9 out of 10 don't make it.
Underpopulation is a huge problem that no one's talking about right now.
Jimmy, let's start with you and talk about the prize bag and items therefore.
I don't get to promote my thing.
What do you want to promote?
I'm good. I have a new podcast called Playing Games with Jimmy Pardo. It's a game show podcast that I'm doing.
I want to be on that podcast.
That we just premiered 2 weeks ago. What, Rob?
I want to be on that.
We're good. We're good. When I do season 2 of Dead Body, you can do my season 2 of my game show. How about that? How about you and I walk through a field and go, hey, look, there's the head. And then I'll have you come on. Hey, hands on buzzers, Robbie.
Great. Let's do it.
Yes. Quid pro quo, Clarice.
That's right. Turn it around. You're more than welcome.
I would love to. That looks awesome.
You're more than welcome.
Thank you. Thank you.
Sure, I'll do yours too then.
No,
okay, great.
I didn't extend.
You gotta ask him.
Jimmy, will you please? My item, Doug, that I brought. What? I'm sorry, I interrupted you.
Will you please be on season 2 of Dead Body?
I would love to be. Is that on the YouTube?
YouTube Red.
I'm out. I don't get along with Rhett and Link. I can't be on that network. I get along with those guys very well. They're very good.
You know
I love them. They're good guys, Rhett and Link. One of them I like more than the other. You decide which one.
Let me make you feel better, Rob, and just say I don't want to be on season 2. I'm going to hold out for season 3.
Good call.
So you got a whole season to not worry about whether or not I want to be on.
I want to be on your podcast.
You're in.
Great. Tomorrow?
No. We've recorded this season. When we do a second season.
I don't know how podcasts work.
They usually don't work this way, but we have. Okay.
You guys are really going past that fourth wall, guys.
Rob's publicist asked him to be on this show, asked me, and I'm like, what?
Is that true?
Rob is my friend, I thought.
Is that true? I have a publicist?
Or this project has a publicist. Oh.
My friend's publicist was trying to get her on Mark Marone. She's like,
the
have
podcast
you heard
or
of
the
Mark
man?
Marone? I just think, you know, they're trying to get in the podcast.
We're going to get you on Marone.
There's
don't
more
you worry
insulting
about that.
Ways to mispronounce his name, I suppose, but still.
We're also looking at Joe Reagan. We're going to get you on Joe Reagan. There's a talking
what do you got
over
there,
the nerd
Jimmy?
Melt.
What do you got, Jimmy?
I brought I bought this at the Amoeba about 45 minutes ago. I was killing time before the show. Again, I thought the program was at 8. I got Alfred Hitchcock Presents Ghost Stories for Young People. I figured you get a young crowd. And I thought this would be a good... But I still signed it. I have nothing to do with it, but I still signed it.
That's good. You always want to put
and
your
wrote,
name on it.
Boo. That's what I wrote. Boo.
Boo.
Now, this features on the... It's got two discs. It also has Famous Monsters Speak, Frankenstein's Monster Talks, and Dracula's Return, and it's the voices of Gabriel Bell. So, you're welcome.
Fantastic
Just
work.
In time for Halloween.
Yep. That's right.
It's always just in time for Halloween. There's always another one around the corner.
That was on sale.
Oh, yeah. They slashed their prices on whatever that was.
It's a CD.
After Halloween. Yeah. Halloween CDs really go down.
I know it's junk.
Rob, what do you got?
Well, I got a couple things, Doug.
Oh.
First of all, I got this handsome Today Show backpack.
That is nice.
Ooh, that would go with everything.
Yeah.
it's
really great. It's got really great colors on it.
Cranksgiving, which I don't know what that is. Inside the backpack.
This is pretty nice. I like this.
This is a book called Thanks, Obama, which was...
Wait, where'd you get that book?
We were out to dinner with Todd Berry, and the writer came up to him and said...
He's a really cool guy, yeah.
Yeah, he gave us a copy.
Yeah, yeah. So now I'm giving it to them.
No, wait, did he come up to you and give you a copy of the book?
At your dinner, yeah.
I'm just saying, I love the idea of this author walking up to comedians in restaurants around the country going, I'm a huge fan, here's my book,
but
and then walking away.
Why was it to Todd, though? Is Todd in it? Are you in it?
Am I in the book?
Oh, I guess.
Have you read
like...
the book?
No, I haven't read
so
it.
So you might be in that motherfucker.
Look at the book.
It's called Thanks Obama by David Litt. It's supposed to be great. And then this other thing I have is the music, all the music from Bob's Burgers ever made.
That's nice. On vinyl.
It's on vinyl.
Vinyl. Which is pretty nice.
I think that's cover is frameable. That's nice.
How many presents were we supposed to bring?
I don't know why I brought two. I was worried that that Jimmy wouldn't bring anything.
First of all, you brought three. Second of all, I brought just the one, Natasha, so you're okay, however many you brought. I brought that CD.
I asked people to bring a thing, but some people go further because they feel like it's going to bring them more love from the audience.
This is cleaning out a desk. That's what that is. That isn't him sucking up. That's him getting rid of trash.
Jimmy, that's actually a totally insulting implication and complete bullshit. Everything that people bring, they care a lot about.
You're right.
What I brought tonight is a Hurring canine dog toy that I very much wanted to keep for myself. My mother did buy it for me, and it is for large dogs, and I have only Chihuahuas. But I resent the implication that this is garbage.
Oh, whoa! But you shoot a little hoop into the air and the dog's supposed to catch it?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. My dog just stood there and was like, I'm a Chihuahua, motherfucker.
That's how you put the collar on the dog. You shoot it under it. Yeah.
You shoot the collar onto the dog?
Yeah, so anyway.
Oh, wow.
That's the worst throw in the history of throws.
Are your arms broken?
Apologies for... Why would we make a man with broken arms throw something? That's very...
That's being so much pain.
Horrible.
Shoot it again, Moshe. I kind of like the way that thing flew.
Yeah, see if you can hit this guy with bad arms.
Oh, it's right at him again.
Oh, right at him. Throw it back, sir.
Oh, my God. Pathetic.
It may be the item.
They were in a car crash on the way here, for sure.
Got a
should go to the hospital, both of you.
All right, so Moshe, load that thing up again. If anybody in the audience yells out an answer, just shoot that at him.
All right.
And 5 minutes later, it'll hit him. It'll float down and gently hit him in the head.
What'd you bring, Natasha?
Okay, well, as I was walking out the door, Moshe reminded me I needed to bring something. So I took this off the wall, and it is from the Natasha Leggero Home Collection. Oh. It says, Made in Italy. You know, I've scoured the state for some really fine pieces, and this looks like...
This isn't a real painting from your home.
This is actually cool, and it's my home, too, and you're not giving this away.
No!
Yeah, hang on to it. You don't have to give it away.
Is that an Italian frame?
I decided I didn't like it, honestly.
Oh, okay.
Let me see it.
Pass it on down. Let's have Jimmy look it over.
I'd like to... I'm half Italian, so I know a little about art. This does look like the finest Italian work. The Italian frame is more squared off than the French or the German.
Honestly, I've been eyeing it for a while. I've been thinking about getting rid of it. Don't.
Yeah, why was that hung up in the first place? Why was that? That's awful.
They had a very small space on the wall to cover up.
I think you have a lovely home.
I like miniatures. You know, it's a miniature painting. Yeah. Sometimes they're hard to find. I was thinking about collecting that, like miniatures, and then I talk myself out of that. So I wanted to get rid of the one that I had. But this would be a great place for someone to take advantage of
art. Is there a whole Natasha Leggero home collection of miniature paintings?
No, but I'm going to start. I'd love to start a home collection. I think that would be really fun.
So Moshe, your thing comes in a big box?
Yeah, it sure does.
All right.
I don't like miniature things. I like big old boxes.
Yeah.
I like throwing my thing in a big... I think I did this wrong, by the way. You're supposed to twist it, apparently.
It does look like a penis the way you're doing it.
Are you guys comfortable?
Jesus. Right,
here it comes.
Are you guys comfortable with me doing this? I don't want to hurt
anybody.
It's going
to hit somebody hard, maybe.
Just aim it up.
It looks like you're really getting a lot of... Oh, well, that's going to break a light.
Oh, that's so... Oh, that was...
Oh, that was adorable.
That was beautiful.
It went less far.
Yeah.
Well, I swear
that's the way you throw it.
All right. Well, so you're going to get a backpack, a bag, and a box if you
CD.
If you win tonight. Yeah, there's a CD in one of them.
A scary CD.
Boo.
What about my painting?
Oh, yeah. And a painting.
Yeah, we weren't recapping everything that was in the...
Today Show backpack, one of the highlights.
Yeah, what did that get in? Second sighting.
I put in a dab rig in there so somebody can get, the winner can get really fucked up and then try to figure all this shit out.
Uh-huh.
Do some reading. The thanks Obama's like, it's still pro-Obama, right? It's like more of a joke about that
Obama's
expression.
Yeah, that guy's Obama's speechwriter.
Okay.
David Litt.
All right, cool.
Big Todd Berry fan.
I'm going to keep it and read it. Everybody loves Todd.
Do you keep all the prizes?
Yeah, I do.
You skim?
Yeah, yeah. I chase down the winner and I say, give me all that shit back. Thanks for playing along.
Fun's fun, friend. Turn it over.
Fun is fun. I don't know who to start with because you're all veterans on the show that might be surprised by this question. So let's just throw it out there to whoever wants to answer first.
1 out of 30.
What was the last movie you saw?
Today.
Mother.
What was it? Okay, Natasha wins that round. But Jimmy, what'd you see today?
I saw LBJ today.
What? That Woody Harrelson as LBJ?
Yeah.
Would you go to the Grove?
I did go to the Grove today.
Yeah, yeah. Seems like that's the only place it's playing because it's probably not very good.
I actually, it's a biopic. It's standard biopic, but I enjoyed it.
What'd you learn? What's something you didn't know about LBJ?
That's what I learned.
A little blue job?
Yeah, that's what I thought LBJ stood for. I thought it was a rapper. LBJ. And I didn't learn anything, but I enjoyed it. Woody Harrelson does a nice job. That Jennifer Jason Leigh does a nice job. Everybody does a nice job in that film.
All right.
Yeah, I saw that.
You recommend it.
I can't say that. I also saw Last
Flag
Flying.
Didn't mean to push you. You saw two movies today?
Yeah, Last Flag Flying. I saw that as well.
You saw two movies in one day?
What I did is I saw two movies in one 24-hour period, yes.
Oh, so one of these could have been yesterday.
Yeah, I'm not answering precisely how it went down.
But same theater, though, The Grove?
No.
You didn't do the old switcheroony?
No, I'm an adult.
For Flags Flying, you went to the Arclight?
No, that was out at the Landmark out there.
Oh!
You drove to two different movie theaters today?
Again, within the same 24 hours, Natasha. It was not in the same day.
How'd you like that?
I liked it. I thought the performances were terrific.
That Steve Carell is great all the time.
He is great.
Yeah.
Bryan Cranston's a very good actor.
Mm-hmm. Who's the third one on the poster?
Oh, it's he's great too. Lawrence Fishburne.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, that Lawrence Fishburne. He is a good actor, that one. He acts well in movies.
Does act well.
Yes, I've seen his acting, and it is good acting.
He's a good actor like that, Bryan Cranston.
I am convinced that the character he is playing is him that I am seeing.
Oh, you believe it's him?
I mean, he loses himself in that character. He played Mobius in the movie The Matrix.
Said it.
I don't think it was Mobius.
I couldn't play along with it.
Wait.
I think it was Morpheus.
Oh, Morpheus. Wait.
But Mobius. It should have been Mobius.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, I'm not going to be very good at this game, by the way. I don't know what one of the main characters in one of the biggest movies of all time is. Anyway, I loved him. I loved James Earl Jones as Dad Vader. And
wow, that's a wrong and a spoiler. So, Rob, do you recall the last movie that you saw?
Very nice.
Yes, the last movie I saw was called The Florida Project.
Oh, I like that movie.
Yeah, I thought it was really good.
Really good.
I thought it was good.
Willem Dafoe.
Yeah, kids.
Purple hotel that's like a castle.
Yeah. Yeah.
On the street leading into Disney World in Kissimmee, Florida.
Yeah.
Really, really interesting setting for a movie.
Yeah, it's just little kids living. Yeah,
fucking around. Like just
fucking around
trying to be
motel.
Kids.
Yeah. And great ending to the movie. I don't want to spoil it for you. Has anyone here seen it?
Yeah.
The Florida Project?
The Florida Project.
It's the same person that did Tangerine. You know, it was all, that movie.
On the iPhone.
Yeah. So this is not like that lo-fi, but pretty lo-fi. But the acting is amazing because it's just like people that they're not real actors, so I don't think. This might be like the first thing they've ever done.
Yeah,
so
like the mom, it's her first movie.
Yeah,
just
so they
found
just, like,
her some
just,
on Instagram.
Yeah, they're just like totally real people that seem... And it's mostly little kids, so they don't... know to be self-conscious or weird, like, oh, I'm molested, or you know, like a normal Hollywood actor kid, you know. No offense if there are any.
What's with the spoilers?
No, I don't mean. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
yeah,
so
yeah.
It's just like it's perfect little kids just doing their running around, having fun in Florida, and like you know, living.
Oh, that's cool. They're all fuckable and they don't even know it. That's awesome.
That was my point.
That
was my point.
That actually brings me to my movie that I saw most recently, which was An Open Secret. Which is this this documentary that's going viral on, it's on Vimeo, about the child pornography rings that inhabit the underbelly of Hollywood. And it's real intense, real heavy, and some very big people get indicted pretty heavily in it. So it's a real uplifting.
It is very funny, though.
Yeah. and Lawrence Fishburne is in it as well.
Oh, wow. Great actor.
You mean Mobius? Mobius?
I'm sorry. That's what he played in this film, is Mobius.
Oh, yeah, that's why you said
that. That was his screen name.
Yeah. I'm a cowboy, Pee-wee. So, Natasha, do you recall the last movie you saw?
Well, I thought you meant at the theater, because I also saw the
in
child pornography
format.
Movie, but I did really enjoy Mother. Sorry.
You did?
I thought it was so good.
You seem
Mother!
Apologetic.
Exclamation point.
I just...
Mother! Tell your children not to walk my way.
Theme song by Danzig.
Oh, that was good.
Yeah. I did not enjoy that movie, but I
did
don't,
not either.
I don't mind that someone would. I'm happy
hear,
for you.
Yes, I would like
I
to hear
I loved it too.
About
I thought it was great.
Yeah. You did.
Some people,
a lot of people do.
Some people love it.
I just
it.
Was so captivated by it. I just...
Oh, I was furious.
What made you so mad?
I mean,
from
I get...
the word go. Like,
oh,
the,
really?
The opening credits, I was like, fuck you. Like, literally, like, the title of the movie came up, and I went, boo.
It got a very rare F on CinemaScore, which is the opening night. Like, the people that were, like, excited to see a Darren Aronofsky movie with Javier Bardem, those people gave
but
it an F.
They were in a multiplex.
They were excited to go.
Well, they give those things away. That movie is not for, like, the average person who's at the mall.
Like the three of you. It's not for people like you. You know what I mean? It's for the intelligentsia at the end of the table.
I think that the
people that like the finer things in life. Miniature paintings from Italy.
I think. Uh-huh. And, yes. And dick guns that shoot
shooting
guns.
At your dogs.
Yeah,
shooting your
say,
own dogs.
I call myself a sophisticated.
I think the problem with that, I think the backlash, one of the problems was that the trailer made it look like an awesome horror movie.
It sure did.
And so that crowd went to see it, including myself.
People were misled,
You're like, yeah! And then you go there, it's not a horror movie at all.
A baby's head gets popped off. I mean, that is like...
Oh, some horrible
That's
shit
horrible.
Happens in it for sure, but by the time that happens, I was bored out of my mind.
Really? You
I
didn't
can't say... It was too little too late when they popped that baby's head off.
Where was this 90 minutes ago?
Wait...
These people know anything about an interesting opening title sequence?
I mean, this happens so often. 1 out of 10 babies this happens to.
So you guys were like hoping it was a horror movie. I had no expectations.
Well,
so.
There was no reason to hope. It was delivered as that. It was like, here's what you're going to see.
Which I liked. I thought the first 35 minutes was great for that reason. I thought, oh, man, I'm tense.
What's going on here? What's up with Michelle Pfeiffer? What's going on?
I agree. And then,
she was Eve.
Wait,
and the other guy
we fucking get that now.
Yeah, it turns out.
We thought it was a horror movie.
Wait. But it was a horror movie. I mean, it was.
No, yeah, because when horror. People come horror, to your house and refuse movie. To leave, there's hardly anything scarier.
You're right. It wasn't scary enough when they ate the living flesh of an infant, all of them.
But you get, by that point,
by that point
the whole thing
care.
Feels like a like it's like in a dream state or something. Like it doesn't, I mean, it is a work of art that I didn't enjoy watching.
Speaking of art, Natasha, show him your frame again.
Now that I enjoyed watching because it was short. It's
sure,
a reasonable. It's a reasonable amount of art. I didn't have to sit there for 2 fucking hours.
Right.
Because even if you like that movie, you think they could have cut 20 minutes out of it, maybe.
Probably that World
and
War
then
II.
And Kristen Wiig came in and blew everybody
what
up.
What is
I thought
going
it was,
on? Why does Kristen Wiig show up?
Absurd and funny. I don't know.
I know, but you get so excited it's Kristen Wiig, and then she's just like, oh,
is that
I
what,
see. This
who's
is,
the main girl?
This is the Martian all
Jennifer
over
Lawrence?
Again.
Does she date Aronofsky?
Yes.
Still?
Oh, you mean even after seeing the film? I think they're together.
Mother! No, I believe they're still together, and they have a united front against all these people that hate the movie for no good reason.
Ooh. So they're mad at us.
No, actually, the truth is, I loved the movie, but I was not confused why people hated it at the end of it. It wasn't like a head scratcher that somebody could watch the same film and hate it. It was hateable for sure.
I actually watched it, and I was like... excited to see it because I was like, anything that everyone thinks is bad must be good. You know what I mean?
That's the hippest thing you've ever said. And I've never been more attracted to you in my
run,
life.
Run, don't walk to that's the emoji movie.
Yeah, right?
And if any of you motherfuckers tweets at TJ Miller that I said that,
what will you do?
I won't do anything. You can't stop it.
I'm just saying people have bad taste collectively.
That was your save them line?
Yeah, no.
Hang on, what I'm saying.
Don't misunderstand. I'm just saying that the masses as a whole are idiots. All of you, for example.
I think something like, you know, the Rotten Tomatoes, you can look at that for Mother and it makes perfect sense because it's got like a 65 or something. So like there were critics that didn't care for it, but enough thought there was something there that's of value. You know, I'm glad I saw it. I just didn't like it.
What's the last
movie? Can we just fucking move on?
What's the last movie you saw?
I saw Thor Ragnarok.
Now,
I thought
that
boo?
Was... going to be a romantic
really?
Comedy.
There's a bunch of, couple of boos.
It's the guy who plays Thor.
Why would he boo then?
Don't get that.
I enjoyed it very much.
What genre is that?
It's, you know, superhero shit.
Wait, hold on.
But what's
no,
fucked
I
up,
I'm just wondering
what's
what
fucked
you
up about is that the trailer to Thor presented it as a kind of twisted indie film that was an allegory for the Bible, and that's what I expected
that
to see.
That had to confuse you then.
Yeah, you get there, it's all hammers and yeah. Jeff Goldblum and shit like that. I'm like, uh-uh. Take me back to Mother.
Fucking... Jeff Goldblum is so good. There's a part where he just stops talking and makes faces for a few seconds, and you know what he's trying to convey. It's very strange.
There is a guy who does these information videos for Burning Man that is this guy in San Diego who's like all he like does all these tutorials on how to get ready for Burning Man that I would be shocked if Jeff Goldblum hadn't somehow stumbled upon that guy's videos and gone, that's how I'm playing the character.
Really?
Because it is the same person. It's unbelievable.
Do you go online a lot to look at informational videos on Burning Man?
When you're asleep and I'm horny, yes.
Also, the character in Ragnarok that Jeff Goldblum plays looks and acts a lot like Jeff Goldblum.
Well, there's that too.
Yeah, he's got that. He's got that going on. He does all the hand things where he, like, you know, showing off his gigantic fingers.
Ragnarok?
He's got big hands. Yeah, you don't need to worry about it. This isn't free. You haven't seen any of the Thor movies, have you?
No.
Yeah.
How many are there?
This is the third one,
I
believe.
This is the third Thor movie?
And it takes Thor to a whole other level. Like
it's
the
supposed
first,
to be great,
I didn't
right?
love the first two Thor movies.
Is he
but you
from
enjoyed
a comic
this one?
Book?
I did, because it's got funny parts. Jeff Goldblum, among other
My
things.
My son loved it. He's
who directed
10.
Thor?
There's a very funny rock monster character who says funny shit.
The guy who just directed really by a vampire movie.
Huh? It's directed by Taika Waititi.
Oh yeah,
he did the vampire. Movie.
What we do in the shadows.
What we do in shadows.
Which is such a great. Yeah.
Which is great.
Movie.
And He's Hunt for the Wilder People.
Yeah.
Which is also
very
really good.
Good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the lady that at the beginning of Wilder People that brings the kid to the house, the like officer that brings it to the house, it's really funny.
Yeah.
She's Jeff Goldblum's like sidekick throughout the movie, and is very funny. I liked it. It's got drama, and the action scenes are good. Cate Blanchett cuts a striking figure. You'd like her outfits, Natasha. That's like a typical man trying to convince a woman to go to that instead of, Mother!
Tell your children not to walk my way!
All right, you guys, it's time for Bert Kreischer to turn the show off, because I'm going to say, and Natasha, you can turn it off too if you like, let the games begin! Lady and gentlemen, I forgot to ask earlier if there are any name tags here. There looks I see one over there and one over there. And so we got, I think we got enough. Do we have four? Oh, there's a Thor. Wow. Yeah, we got plenty. So if each of you could go grab a name tag of the person you'd like to play on behalf of for the game portion of the show. While you guys do that, we'll go to a brief commercial message. We'll be right back.
Today's episode is brought to you in part by Squarespace. Ready to start your new business? Make it stand out with Squarespace. With beautiful templates created by world-class designers, Squarespace makes it easy to turn your idea into a new and unique website. Showcase your work, blog, or publish content, even sell products and services of all kinds in just a few clicks. customize everything from look and feel to settings and products, and use Squarespace's analytics to help you grow in real time. Not to mention, everything is optimized for mobile right out of the box. And with over 200 extensions to choose from, Squarespace offers a new way to buy domains. Best of all, there's nothing to install, patch, or upgrade ever. Though if you do have a question, Squarespace's award-winning 24/7 customer support is there to help. The future is coming. Make it brighter with Squarespace. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use the offer code Doug to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. That's squarespace.com. Offer code D-O-U-G Doug. Back to the show.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, we're back. And Moshe's got a whole box full of goodies.
I had a box full of goodies. I gave them to these fans, hoping that they like me.
Wait, you pass them out politely?
Well, yeah, there's
You're
four donuts left.
You're supposed to chuck them into the crowd.
Oh. I want a bite, too.
I have this machine that...
Well, actually,
that's
right.
Maybe they put one of the donuts on the dick.
My person on their sign, I picked their sign, and I found out there's drugs on it, and that I'm gonna eat it.
You're going to eat the drugs?
I got edibles on my tape to my sign that I didn't even see. And just as a bonus, I picked it, and now I get that.
All right, what's the guy's name that made it?
Freak out and my baby when I go home. How do I pronounce your name?
What's the name of it?
How do I pronounce your name?
K-How. Oh, it's a lady?
Yeah.
And she made it the K-How Kid instead of Karate Kid.
The K-How Kid. Yeah.
And there's a little TKO. And a thing on the back, Rob. Yeah, don't read that out loud. I want. Jimmy, who are you playing for?
Happy to do it. I'm playing for Where the Wild Lauras Are. And what she did here, I've got too many things in my hand. She made Where the Wild Things Are, but she put her face. That's you, Laura, all these faces?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Laura's all
over. That's
Laura's
her
face.
All over it.
Yeah, she's
that's
going,
where all the wild Lauras
yeah,
are.
Yeah, they're right down in here.
All five of them. But then one of them is just a regular monster.
Yeah, she only had four pictures of herself. So she had to use the stock photo that came with it.
And she did a great little thing with the post-it note with the
shit on
the
back. Yeah, little sneaky shit on the back.
Yeah. I mean, my money's on Jimmy and Laura, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Anything could happen. Moshe had a four-show winning streak at one point.
Right, but it was just a default win, right?
Yeah.
Those were good days.
You cheated every time.
I never cheated.
I'm kidding. You went the easy way.
A win is a win. You know what I mean?
It's exactly why you came back four times.
That's what they said about
Vietnam.
And
then I brought it up as an explanation of how you do win sometimes. Who are you playing for?
I'm playing for Thor Rachel Rock, and I'm excited
about
it.
And a box of donuts.
And a box of donuts, and I'm going to win tonight.
Are they all gone now, the donuts?
No, there's donuts. You want some? I can chuck some, too.
That's what I'm saying.
Put them on the dog cannon.
Throw them at people.
Shoot them out with the dog cannon.
I don't think you should use that thing to shoot them. I mean, I don't even know if that would work. Oh, here's a lovely
Rob, I didn't give you the love that joke deserved because I had made it earlier.
Who wants this one?
Did you really?
Right there? Okay, here
we
go.
Just a little early. You were busy.
See, I put it right into the hands.
You were busy looking at those edibles.
I'm a professional thrower. I don't know if you guys have seen my Instagram. All right. So, Natasha, who are you playing for?
I'm playing for Dustin Checks In. Is that the whole thing? Okay, and I did think it was a drawing of a dachshund, but it's a monkey.
Yeah.
So I probably wouldn't have picked it.
It's Dustin from Dustin. Dustin Checks In.
Is that a TV
Dunstan.
Show?
Dustin. No, it was a movie with Jason Alexander. Bless you.
God bless you. Sneeze into the mic.
Bless you. Oh, she is allergic to monkeys.
There's guys that jerk
It's
off
an
to
allergy her. That almost never comes up, I'll be honest. She's safe almost all the time.
But yes, I'm playing for Dustin.
All right, good luck, Dustin. A nice drawing of a monkey.
And, good job, honey.
Good job, everybody. And this first game we're going to play, I think we have time for like two games. And this first one's kind of a quick one. It's called Live, Die, Repeat. I'm going to say the title of a movie, and the first one of you that repeats it back to me wins.
Really? I will win tonight.
It's trickier than it sounds. I need to hear the full title from one of you. First one to do it wins the game.
Is this a... Are you not telling us the full title? Or is this just a
no,
contest?
No, I'm going to say the title slowly.
Ah, okay.
And the first person that repeats it all back.
All right.
I've said too much. Here we go.
Edge of Tomorrow.
You know I love a good pre-guess. Any other pre-guesses?
No. The Matrix.
Ah, with Mobius is in that one, right? Yeah, love that. The Memphis, starring Mobius.
The title goes like this. Doctor?
Zhivago. Dr. Zhivago.
Dr. Strangelove.
Dr. Detroit.
Dr. Strange.
Dr. Strangelove. Dr. Strangelove. Dr. Strangelove.
Dr. Strangelove 3.
Dr. Strangelove, the story of the bomb.
Or
the love of the bomb.
Dr. Strangelove. Am I doing it right or am I wrong?
You are.
I feel right here. Dr. Strangelove.
Something's wrong with my balls.
Open secret. Expose on the pedophilia in Hollywood.
Dr. Strangelove, how I learned to stop.
Worrying and love the bomb. Oh,
Dr. Strangelove, how I stopped worrying. Dr. Strangelove,
how I learned to stop worrying and love the bomb.
That's correct, Moshe.
Oh, Moshe!
And I threw a donut at that person who spoiled
it. That's a great game. Doug, that should be a TV show, Doug.
Welcome back to YouTube Red. Tonight, after Wanna See a Dead Body, it's slowest movie title ever. No one ever talks about how Rob found the dead body or why Doug talks so slowly.
Sometimes I'll do it with a short title, too, though. It could go either way.
It's ridiculous,
no matter what. Let's do another one real quick. You guys ready?
Yeah, right.
Get your mics ready.
We should be filming. Film this.
Somebody see who can repeat this back the fastest.
Get our mics ready.
True Grit.
I'm ready.
I won again.
Lube them up.
Rachel.
Lube up the mics.
Let's do another one. Boomerang.
I won again. To be fair, I went up to Rachel when I grabbed this box of donuts and I said, "Do you care about winning this game?" And she said, "No." And I said, "I will play for you."
How about this one? Top Gun. Moshe always wins.
I can talk fast. I don't know anything about movies, but I can talk fast.
My lips are too thin. I can't. I can't get the words out.
L.
Boomerang.
LA Confidential.
LBJ.
I won again. I swear to God, I won again. I can't believe how good I am at this. LBJ.
JFK.
Yeah, Jimmy got one.
Yeah, suck it. You can all suck it.
Nixon.
Damn it. Rob got it.
I got one. I'm on the board.
Frost Nixon.
I'm on the big board.
What president movies are left?
Damn it. Lincoln.
Lincoln. Damn
Lincoln.
It.
Yes, I won. I pre-won. Oh. Thanks, Obama. It's a film based on that book that will be coming out in 2020.
Hindsight.
Yeah.
That'd be another good title for that, probably. All right. Let's play Ron Bennington's Adjusted for Inflation Bureau game. Yeah, that's one person is excited for that one. Are you done saying answers over there? Because I don't want that to happen again. This is real life.
What does that mean?
Hey, lady, this is real life where people don't participate in a stage show.
It's the real world, man. We've been through real pain. 1 out of 10 babies don't live.
Some of them make it 9, 10, 11 months. Okay.
That's edible weed right there.
Oh, I know.
But you're pregnant, so...
So I can only have half of it.
Do you guys remember on Hollywood Boulevard there was a place called Sid's Baby Furniture?
Oh, no. Really?
Yeah.
For reals. And it stayed there much longer than it should have.
Yeah. Wow. And then I heard it shut down all of a sudden.
That deserved applause, if not a standing ovation. That's how good that was.
My baby is not gonna
like this podcast.
We've
got a monkey on the floor.
Dustin. It's okay. He's still there.
Right, we know who she's playing.
Close by. We remember Dustin. Good old Dustin.
Does that monkey have a big dick in his pants?
I don't know. But if Natasha saw it, she would probably sneeze. A monkey allergy. I felt weird about the joke in the middle, and I bailed. I'll be honest.
Okay, so who's Ron Bennington?
He hosts a show on Sirius XM out of New York.
We did a show recently.
It was great. I loved it.
Wow.
Well, I knew it sounded familiar.
You're like a grandmother. Who's Ron? It's our neighbor. That's right.
We had dinner there last night.
Well, I knew it was familiar, but in this context,
right? Like, why is his name attached to a game?
Exactly.
He thought of this game.
Oh, Bennington.
Yeah, Bennington is his show. And
wait, can we all think of names and pitch them to you?
His daughter Gail, and sure.
I mean, it sounds like you already have one with this whole dead body thing, but yeah, if you got any other games, let me know. But this game is where. Moshe gets to go first. Then we'll go to Natasha, and then Rob and Jimmy.
In that order.
But each round rotates. The next person down gets to go first. So everybody gets a chance to go first. Because each of you are going to try to name, after I tell you the name of an actor or actress,
The Matrix.
You're try to name a movie that's in their top three movie making, you know, movies, money making movies.
How you doing?
According to boxofficemojo.com, after being adjusted for inflation. So as an example, Gone with the Wind is still one of the biggest movies of all time, according to this list. So anything could happen. And often does. So I'm going to start with you, Moshe, and each one of you get a crack at this. You just can't say the same movie. You got to pick a different one. That's why going first is so valuable. And only the people on stage say answers to these, please.
What about that lady?
So wait, so
that one lady, she gets a pass sometimes, but only one per show, and she used it.
So wait, I just say a movie that made the most money?
No, I'm going to tell you the name of an actor.
Oh, okay, name of an actor.
One of their movies
Sorry.
You think
okay.
is in their top
gotcha.
Three.
Gotcha.
Catherine Zeta-Jones. What's a big one for her?
I swear to God, he doesn't know who that is.
Well, you can pass or you can guess a movie she might be in. Like the aforementioned JFK has a lot of actors in it.
Right. Okay, Catherine Zeta-Jones. Was she in The Game? I know Michael Douglas was, so maybe that's where they met, and maybe that's the first time he went down on her.
That sounds great. That sounds great. That's when the cancer started.
That was the beginning of the end right there. Yeah. That was the real game, honestly. He fell off the building, into the party, into her pussy. It's a whole thing.
Natasha?
Cabaret.
All right. Rob?
Damn it, that was really good. The one where she slides her butt under the lasers?
You can't do that. That's so many movies with so many actors.
You know, there's like lasers, and then it's like it would set off an alarm, but she slithers under it, and it's like
yeah,
a
and
cool
Sean Connery's
shot of her butt.
In it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Entrapment.
Entrapment.
Jimmy? Aww.
Chicago.
All right. Coming
that's what
in,
I meant to say.
I'm sure that's what you meant to say.
I know it is.
That's why we moved on quickly, because that's hilarious. Coming in at number three, she was in Ocean's 12.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what you meant, right?
No. Number two, she was in a movie called Traffic, and that's probably where she met Michael Douglas.
Mm-hmm. I'll show that movie.
And coming in at number one, the Anti-Cabaret.
Oh, man.
Chicago! Jimmy Pardo, celebrate with a little, sing us a little Chicago.
And all that jazz.
No, I meant the band Chicago.
Oh,
thanks.
250624.
Sounded exactly like the other song.
I'm a good singer. I can, I'm like a chameleon. I can.
He makes them all sound the same.
Whatever you need, mother. And all that hand.
Jimmy's got three, the rest have none.
Suck it!
We'll start with you this time, Natasha.
So Entrapment made no money.
It made zero money.
It might have been number four.
Because her butt goes like right under the lasers.
But I mean, that's also, that's why I gave you the answers, because it wasn't going to yield
the lasers
any.
Are like,
you weren't going to
wow,
get any points off
this
of it.
Ones were like.
They have those lasers in Ocean's 12.
She even, I mean, she even dodges it by making it go right in the crack. It just shoots right in like, there, and she's just like, nope.
Yeah.
Close.
The cancer crack.
But you're no Michael Douglas. All right. Natasha, the films of Renee Zellweger.
Bridget Jones.
All right.
What?
Did Bridget Jones, what was she up to in those movies? What, like, how do we know about her experiences?
Oh, it's a diary.
Bridget Jones, colon, oh, it's a diary. Leave my wife alone. I don't know one movie
that
you've been in.
I've never seen them, but I would. I know that those were very
popular.
Yeah,
Bridget Jones's Diary.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
Kind of, yeah.
Good job. Rob?
Man. Is she in... There's like these lasers.
Yep.
She like slides her butt right under the laser. No, is she in About a Boy?
Renee Zellweger?
Yeah.
We'll see in a moment. Jimmy?
I'm going to go with Jerry Maguire.
Oh,
that's damn this one. Good. That's the one I meant.
Moshe.
And all that jazz. Chicago.
Oh, sneaky.
You're right.
Very
right.
Sneaky.
Damn it. Damn me to hell.
Coming
damn
in at number three. Her number three movie, Shark Tale.
What?
You're adults. You didn't need to know that. Mm. That's not information you should feel bad about not knowing. But number two is dangling out there for everybody to take. And of course, it's Chicago.
Number two.
2 points for Moshe.
Oh, I win?
Nope.
No.
Because
we
got
comes
some catching up to do, because Mr. Jimmy Pardo was correct in his choice. Jerry Maguire, number one.
Yeah.
Bridget Jones isn't even on there.
Bridget Jones is not even
on
there.
I'm surprised by that, too.
It's kind of shocking that Jerry Maguire, Jerry Maguire, that I believe was about football and appealed to men equally with women. Chicago, of course, was a Oscar-winning Best Picture.
Jerry Maguire made so much money because they went to the box office and they said, show me the money.
Show me.
And Shark Tale was about sharks getting pussy, am I right?
You're right about that, brother. Come on, high five.
Shark Tale.
About a Boy is a great movie.
Nobody's fighting that.
Yeah,
love.
She's just not in it. It's what's
it,
her name?
It has nothing great to do with it. Yeah. Maybe
so nobody ever asks you why you know where the bodies are the whole time.
Never comes
the
up
whole show.
Never comes up.
That's such a twist. Tony, I would ask.
Tony,
how do you know?
Toni Collette.
Toni Collette
is in that.
Funny lady.
Yeah.
Remember, she won Best Comedic Actress once for an Emmy. She won an Emmy for Best Comedic Actress. Sure. Toni Collette.
Well, she played a multi-personality woman on that.
Tara.
States of Tara. Yeah, yeah.
Tara, colon, United States of.
That's TV anyway. Let's not worry about it. Jimmy is way in the lead here, Moshe.
All right.
This isn't the time to be mouthing off.
What is the score? How many points?
I'm sorry I interrupted you. What were you saying?
Oh, no, it was a joke that is gone.
I'm so sorry right now that I'm not doing you right. Because you gave me edible weed. But I shouldn't have eaten it before I played this game.
You get to go first this time, dude.
Fuck yeah, I do.
Yeah, so you get. This is just yours for the fucking taking.
K-How, get ready. What do you want, a jet ski? Here it comes. I'd like to buy a jet ski.
Richard Gere.
Oh, okay. Is there no time limit?
There is a time limit. What are you talking about?
Who's that guy even talking?
He's still saying it. He keeps repeating, no time limit.
It's going to be one
of
those...
It's a good way to buy him some more time.
Yeah, right? No time limit.
It's going to be one of those. It's going to be one of those recent ones, like where he had an affair and his wife is all pissed. Like, oh, you shouldn't have done that. But
well, so far we have Catherine Zeta-Jones, Renee Zellweger, and Richard Gere. What do you think would be in his top three?
Is he in An Officer and a Gentleman?
He is in that.
Okay, that's my answer.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Pretty Woman.
Jimmy's going Pretty Woman.
Man.
Moshe.
Don't fucking rub my nose in it.
I prefer Officer to Gentleman.
Those were the two I had. I feel like those are my two Richard Gere.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
What about the ones where he's like cheating on his wife?
That's a great movie.
Yeah, what about Arbitrage?
I remember the one where he goes out to cheat on his wife, but his mistress is in a vault, so he has to put his butt under these lasers.
Right.
To get in there.
What about that sad dog one where he had a dog and then he went away and the dog waited for him every day in
that's
the
a good
same
movie
spot?
Too. Oh, okay. John Wick. Marley and Me or whatever.
Yes, Marley and Me. Natasha?
I thought for sure that was John Wick.
What do you think, Natasha?
Is he in that movie where like Demi Moore like they spend $10,000 or like they pay?
Oh, Indecent Proposal?
Is that him?
Sure.
Yep.
Jimmy says it is.
Yeah. Okay, Indecent Proposal.
Which one would he be? Robert Redford or Woody Harrelson?
Okay,
he's such a good actor. Yeah. He plays Woody Harrelson as that character.
Okay, I don't know any more Richard Gere movies. I'm sorry.
Internal
That's
Affairs.
All right. You don't have to apologize.
Richard Gere was best in TV. His role as Woody on the television program Cheers. He was the best.
Well, none of you fell for my trap because he, of course, is in Chicago.
Ah!
And it's a trap because Chicago came in at number 4.
Oh.
It's a double trap.
Yeah, number 3, Runaway Bride.
Count it. Oh, I didn't say that.
The de facto sequel to number 2, Pretty Woman. Boom. So who said that?
I did.
Yes, that's 2 more points
that's
for
two?
Jimmy.
What's number 1? Give me a clue.
I'm going to tell you what number 1 is.
K-How, you got a jet ski.
I don't think it is.
It's Officer and a Gentleman.
Oh, good for you,
Here's
Rob.
You, K-How.
Fuck you.
Mother.
Tell your children not to
I'm not
going to
give
way.
You the points if you don't settle down.
It's more like, K-How.
An Officer and a Gentleman starring Richard Gere
really?
In a dual role.
More than Pretty Woman.
Yep, one notch above.
Of inflation.
Yeah, the inflation thing and also that Officer and a Gentleman, that was huge.
And
yeah.
Coming in at 1A, Marley and Me.
Yeah, no, you were, I was describing a different movie, not Marley and Me.
I knew by your reaction that I had fucked up. You're a funny host, but not a supportive one.
Disagree.
Yeah, since when does a game show host have to be supportive?
Well, you're supposed to be supportive.
Supportive of what?
You're supposed to be supportive of the atmosphere.
Well, like if there's contests, like you're Gene Rayburn supportive.
Very supportive.
You were all as well.
I see.
But the fucking panelists don't have to support anybody. They just have to be themselves.
I don't think you need to be supportive. You never seen Steve Harvey's action on Family Feud? That guy has so many different looks for incredulous at that answer. It's like he's got such a spectrum. I cannot believe you said that. It's on the board.
It's number 1. That's the other thing.
What's the score, Doug?
Well, Jimmy's running away with this thing. He's got 8 points to Rob, you have 3, and Moshe has 2, and Natasha Leggero is here. And
I'm sorry, so, Dustin. At least you got picked, though.
Yeah, and I'm going to say whatever he wrote on the back at the end. So it's a wonderful consolation prize.
Don't say it out loud, Natasha. You'll
okay,
be,
okay.
You'll
I agree with him, though.
Don't mansplain.
Didn't he draw a big dick for this monkey?
Oh, yeah, he does have a big dick.
I didn't really look at That's it, but glad you boys monkey. Noticed.
I mean, I'm just saying.
All right, well, speaking of big dick monkeys.
That is a huge dick for that monkey.
You should do a spinoff of your show called You Want to See a Dead Monkey.
Parentheses with a big dick.
It's just but the twist is that you always explain why you know why there's so many dead monkeys.
The opposite.
Okay, so here's why I know why this monkey.
You always just go to the same pile in the Congo.
Well, here's the dead monkey I wanted
Don't
to show you.
Don't they kill a lot of them in the Congo? Is that what that happens in that movie? All right, so Jimmy, you get to go first.
I'm listening.
This time.
Give me the...
You're way out in the lead, so this is a very unfair advantage.
Give me the actor.
Let's see what happens. Queen Latifah.
I don't know. She had to be in something called Girls' Night Out, right?
You know what?
I have no.
That's so close. I'm going to take it. Girl Trip.
Yeah, that's my own. That's it.
Wait, she didn't. She said Bridget Jones.
But that wasn't one of the grossing movies.
And then I walked her through it and let her say it. And
Doug,
do you see the pattern here that Jimmy gave me a wrong answer regardless?
Does it go back down this way or does it loop over me?
Moshe?
Wait. Okay, I will say... I will say Showgirls.
Oh, okay. Natasha?
I can't remember the name of it.
All right. That one counts.
She slides her butt under the laser beam.
No.
The one where she and the other girls rob a bank is called Set It Off.
I'm not kidding. Chicago.
Wait, Natasha she's knows it's Cabaret. In that movie with Gabrielle Precious.
No.
I'm giving you the answer.
No, no.
Oh my God. That's Mariah Carey.
No, it's not Mariah Carey either.
She played an older person in it, no?
No.
It is Mariah Carey.
Let's move on quickly.
I gave you the answer, Natasha.
Chicago.
Rob?
That's what I was going
to
say.
Chicago.
I was going to say Chicago. If that is taken...
You can both have Chicago.
Well, can I give a different one?
Okay.
The one...
I'd stick with Chicago if I were you.
The one... with Jimmy Fallon that no one saw where they drive a taxi.
Taxi.
It's not called Taxi.
It's called Taxi.
No, it's
yes, it
What's
is.
It called, Kat?
It's fucking called Taxi.
No, it's like...
I swear to Christ, it's called Taxi.
I don't think it is. That's my answer.
Cash Cab.
Because that made a lot of money. Everyone saw that movie. No one saw Chicago.
All right. Coming in at number three... Ice Age, Dawn of the Dinosaurs.
Okay, kids' movies.
Come on.
Yeah, I feel like almost like those shouldn't count.
Number two, Chicago. Natasha's on the board with 2 points.
You're welcome.
Number one, Queen Latifah movie, Ice Age, The Meltdown.
Pass.
Those Ice Age movies are fucking huge, you guys. You know what? Let's play one more round really quickly.
Can I ask you a question? What was the movie where she was in with Will Ferrell? I can't pull the... Translated?
Taxi.
No.
Taxi.
What the shit's the name of that movie?
Everything Must Go?
No.
Stranger Than Fiction.
Stranger Than Fiction.
Thank you.
Emma Thompson. Dustin Hoffman.
Queen Latifah.
There you go.
U-N-I-T-Y.
Let's do one more. And Moshe gets to go first.
All right.
And because I don't think anyone has a chance of catching up to Jimmy, but I still want to play this.
Well, doesn't he lose points for giving the wrong answer?
Oh, that's a good. Okay, so Jimmy's down to negative 2 points.
Tell your children good luck, Jimmy. Not to walk my way.
Moshe.
Yes.
The films of John C. Reilly.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Natasha.
The one about Johnny Cash.
You mean Walk Hard, the Dewey Cox story?
Yes.
Yep.
Rob?
I would say Boogie Nights, but I don't know if a lot of people's with inflation, I don't know. But yes, that's my answer.
Okay.
I'll go with Talladega Nights.
No. Full title.
Talladega Nights.
Yeah, I'm sorry. The first time you didn't say it with enough pizzazz.
That's what I figured. You were looking for more pizzazz. Close up the show strong.
There's more to it.
Yeah, Boo Radley or whatever.
Yes. Talladega Nights, the Boo Radley situation.
The legend of Boo Radley, yeah. the Dewey Dixon story, whatever the hell it is. The Dewey Decimal System. Go. We know what movie I'm talking about.
Right. Coming in at number 8. Step Brothers. 7.
Number 8? Oh.
Kong Skull Island.
Ugh.
Six.
Talladega Nights.
Yes, there it is. Dewey Decimal.
The Ballad of Ricky Bobby.
Oh, no, that's not what I was thinking of.
Five. Five. Wreck-It Ralph. Four. The often mentioned Chicago.
Wow.
Real trap.
What a crazy coincidence.
He got nominated for an Oscar for that Chicago one.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, yeah. And so did Catherine Zeta-Jones and Renee Zellweger, and one of them won, I think.
Gary was struck out.
Yeah, he didn't get shit.
Shut out, rather.
The films of the term. Sears Tower.
Number three, an animated thing called Sing.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's in that.
Sure.
Number two.
Steve Brule.
Number two, The Perfect Storm.
What?
Out of Clooney vehicle.
Look out, there's a wave. And number one. And bringing the score nowhere near tied.
Walk hard.
But more respectable. Guardians of the Galaxy.
Boom! Yeah. Rachel, this number two finishes for you.
Are you saying Boogie Nights was not even on in the
not
top
even in
eight?
The top eight.
That's fascinating.
It's too good of a movie.
Boogie Nights was not a big money
movie. Do you know that... It's Mark Wahlberg, right? That's in that.
He recently said he feels bad that he's in that, and he would never do something like that again.
Is he super
it's
religious?
It's the best fucking movie he's ever been in.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Yeah,
so. He was also in Perfect Storm.
I thought he was cool. Guess
that's
not.
Right.
Yeah, I thought when he rapped.
You know what, Jimmy? Just for that comment, you win tonight. Jimmy is our winner.
Because of that,
come I came get to win. Your prizes, Laura. Congratulations.
You're welcome, Laura. Yeah, come on down.
Come on
plug your
down.
Bag.
K-Hal? Grab all your stuff.
I brought you a book. I got you a Today Show backpack.
Please honor my Italian art.
K-Hal, enjoy your
I'm
jet ski.
I'm sorry there's so much of it, but at least
don't bring a
backpack,
big box.
You can wear the backpack.
What kind of dog do you have?
You're going to walk around with that box like a...
Well, I mean...
That'll still right. be
well, you should get a dog.
She's going to give it away.
Let me just tell you, this thing takes up a lot of room in your house. You should find someone tonight to give it to because you will not enjoy it in your house.
I don't know. I think you can.
Yeah, you're welcome, Laura.
Fun.
You're a winner because of me, Laura.
She loves the Today Show backpack.
She really looks good on
be...
it.
I think she's leaving.
That thing could be fun without a dog.
She literally just left. She just left.
I think
well,
the weight of that box
stuff
is dragging
to carry.
Around.
What's well, she going to do?
No one's
drag it back to receipt?
I mean,
excuse me. Pardon me. Pardon me. Excuse me.
She's like, I'm not a podcast
lady
fan.
With a dog gun coming through.
She's like, I'm not a podcast fan. I'm not a comedy fan. I'm not a Doug fan. I am a Today Show freak, and I'm here for that backpack.
Let's run those plugs again, everybody. Starting with Moshe and Natasha are going to make a thing in Austin.
Yeah, so November the 29th, we'll be in Austin at the North Door, MosheKasher.com or NatashaLegero.com. If you are in the Austin area and would like to be one of the couples, you can email AustinTaping@gmail.com. Tell us your pet peeve with your couple, and you might be able to be on our Netflix documentary. We'll also be in Charlotte, North Carolina, the weekend of the 14th and 6th through 16th. So if you're there, come see us at the Comedy Zone.
Do you have fans in Austin, Doug?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, please come. We would love to see you at this taping. We love you.
Yeah, no, I think everybody, I recommend it. If you're listening in Austin.
You are a supportive
host. And fuck
host.
It, San Antonio, make the drive.
Hell yeah. Come on down.
It's not a bad little hop from San Antonio to Austin.
It's an hour and a half. We would love to see some of the, come from the basement of the Alamo all
you know
the
what?
Way.
We'll put you up.
Yeah, we'll put you in
wait
a hotel.
Wait a second, that's quite an offer. By put you up, you mean like bring a snack to their car in the parking lot? What? This is an interesting one. I don't know.
Doug, is everything okay?
What's going on?
What happened over there?
No pit pal?
Yeah, I'll be all right.
Oh, you're trying to figure
out
what that person said.
I just got to say something at the end that I don't understand. Also, Rachel, do you have a shithead on your box? That's a terrible thing to say to a woman.
Oh, I see. Or the perfect. Do I give it to you?
Yeah, but where is it on there?
It's right here on the pink part.
All these just people?
Just to keep the pink flap right there. Yeah, there you go.
It's oh, I missed it. When I was staring at her box, I just didn't notice.
Hey. On the side of her box, there's a pink flap, and right there
yeah,
is the
I didn't,
shithead.
You know, yeah. I was trying not to be rude.
Those
yeah.
pink flaps
those
are huge.
The pink flap was filled earlier, filled with
plenty
yeast,
of room
but now it's right there. It was.
She wrote it in really tiny letters on a big pink flap.
Yeah.
Oh, that is a shithead. agreed on that one. All right, so what other plugs do we have to do? Rob?
Do you want to see a dead body?
Who wants to watch a dead body with me or
just
stay home?
Do you
want to
see a dead body?
Do you want to just stay at home and watch Stand By Me?
Yep, season two, I'm in.
Season two, Jimmy Pardo. Season three, Doug Benson.
YouTube Red, November 15th.
I love it.
Yeah.
Can't wait. Jimmy?
In addition to Never Not Funny, which is weekly, I have a new podcast called Playing Games with Jimmy Pardo. It's a comedy game show.
It's great. I was on the first season.
Not on the first season.
No,
there is talk of him being on the second.
But I'm on there. I'm in season
one. Rob's going to be in season two.
Yeah. In season one.
Playing Games!
I'm going to be in San Diego at the American Comedy Company on November 22nd. It's a Thanksgiving Eve tradition. And back here at UCB Franklin on December 5th. What a delightful panel we had assembled here tonight.
We talked a lot about
that.
Let's hear it for all of them. Moshe Kasher, Natasha Leggero, Rob Hubel, and Jimmy Pardo. See you, buddy. Jimmy's going to run. Moshe and Natasha might be available for pictures. Rob.
I'm happy to do all of that. I want to say again, do not see the movie Mother.
Oh, kind of an anti-plug there at the end.
Yes.
All right. I like that. Apologies to whatever show was going on after us, but everybody's real nice here at UCB when things are running behind. Are you guys just going to mill about or... You know, it's like The Clash said, stay or go now, or something to that effect. All right, so thanks, everybody. As always, gun control is a shithead? That's what it says. Everyone that ruins Twitter is a shithead? And my cat... loving bleach is a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car right in your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on Auto Trader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on Auto Trader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on Auto Trader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.